I'll just throw one thing out is the first connection I had with one of these three ladies was with Patricia, and it was through her calls to E Street Radio when she would call in. And sorry, I'm stealing everybody's thunder. I'll stop
Everybody's
talking in
same
a second.
story.
Yeah, it just one of the things that I learned from listening to E Street Radio is that I have this really strong personal connection with Springsteen, and he means so much to me. And I don't know anybody in my normal world that I encounter who understands that. But then I listened to Patricia, and I was like, she gets it, and she connects to it just the same exact way I do. And it was such a comforting thing to meet these sisters across the country who understand it the way I do and who feel it the way I do.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Set Lusting Bruce, your podcast all about Bruce Springsteen, his music, and mostly his fans. I am your host, Jesse Jackson, and joining me today is another episode in our series of episodes of all about Springsteen friendship, people who have bonded and become friends because of Bruce's shows or Bruce's music. And I am thrilled that I don't have one, don't have two, don't have three, but I have four fabulous guests joining me today. So hang on, this one's going to be wild. Welcome, ladies.
Yay! Glad to be here.
So Jen, why don't you start us off? Tell us a little about yourself.
Awesome. Hi, I'm Jen. I live in Santa Cruz, California. I have been a Bruce fan since 1985 when I was 8 years old. It was the first concert I ever went to. It was one of the legacies that I received from my mother. My mom was a very dedicated Bruce Springsteen fan. She found Bruce's music in a time that was really, really difficult in her life when she was a single mom. Her own mother had died of cancer very recently. And Bruce gave her a shelter in the storm. And it's a great legacy that I've carried on because he has given me shelter in the storm. And so have these three late, wonderful, wonderful women that we're going to talk to today.
Oh, that's awesome. That's Susan, awesome. How about you?
Okay. Susan, and I live in New York, actually Orange County, New York. I'm a land surveyor, self-employed, and I guess for me, I don't really know what, you know, attracted me to Bruce, because I was 10 and I asked for Born to Run for Christmas, I think. And yeah, that was it. I just listened from then. I don't really have a specific story like a lot of people have, a life-changing moment. You know, I was young. I just listened from there on out. So it's nice to have all these Bruce friends now, because, you know, you're always dragging your family or your friends who aren't really fans to the shows, but now you have all these people to go with, and it makes it so much better.
That's nice. So, Patricia?
I'm Patricia, and I am born, raised in Detroit. Moved into the suburbs in my teen years. I have known Bruce since the very, very, very beginning, because I had older siblings with about 8 years between us. I was the baby of the family, and the one thing that was constant in my home was music. So if my brother liked it, then it played in the whole house, including my parents and my mom. And so we all loved all the music. We loved, you know, the music of Bruce and Cat Stevens, and mom loved Gladys Knight and the Pips when she cleaned the house. And my sister took the 8 year difference. She took a 15 and a 16 year old to 1981 concert. I think we're a little bit younger, and she put us in the nosebleed and then walked down to the front row herself in 81. And like that would ever happen again, you know. And my sister and I, okay, we're at a, you know, big auditorium.
She had her priorities straight. Like, okay,
yeah, she did.
Motherhood
yeah.
is important, but hey, It's Bruce. Yeah.
So there is a 78 Detroit concert that you can hear, and you can hear my sister screaming and my brother.
Oh, how fun. That's nice.
Wow.
And bringing up our Fab Four, a longtime friend, one of my favorite people in the world, frequent guest, we have Donna here. Hi, Donna.
Hi. Hi, everybody. This is my posse. Hi, Jesse. So for me, it was, I think it was 85. I just remember really that I was in high school and I found the lyrics to Jungle Land in my brother-in-law's music album collection. And I was blown away. And I knew Born in the USA, but I didn't necessarily make the connection between what I was reading for the lyrics and that song. So that started it all for me. It just endless inspirations. But more so as an adult, more than Bruce's music, the people I have met because of Bruce's music have changed my life. And three of them are on this call, and I'm so grateful.
So if anyone was gambling the over and under in minutes on how quickly someone would get choked up, I hope you took the under. You know, I'm going to make Donna blush even more. Donna is truly one of the inspirations and the people behind this podcast. I did not know what I was doing till, and really, I thought Ken Rosen, I was nice enough, he wrote a nice article about the podcast for the 5-year anniversary on Backstreets. And he said the podcast is about connections. And I'd never thought about that before because I was just talking stories. So I just love talking to people. And I do think that's what we've done. You know, you develop this network of people, and Donna has sent me many guests and has always been very supportive and was especially sweet and loving when I had colon cancer, which hitting on 3+ years with all fine. So Donna, I love a lot. So I get all of you, and I'm so glad you guys were all here. So I'll let one of you take the lead. How did you guys start connecting? What obviously Bruce's music was the bind, but what is the mechanics of you guys becoming friends?
Can I start? Well,
yes, that's what Jen spoke at first. She won the buzz around.
I'll just throw one thing out is the first connection I had with one of these three ladies was with Patricia, and it was through her calls to E Street Radio when she would call in. And sorry, I'm stealing everybody's thunder.
Everybody's same story.
Yeah, it just one of the things that I learned from listening to E Street Radio is that I have this really strong personal connection with Springsteen, and he means so much to me. And I don't know anybody in my normal world that I encounter who understands that. But then I listened to Patricia and I was like, she gets it. And she connects to it just the same exact way I do. And it was such a comforting thing to meet these sisters across the country who understand it the way I do and who feel it the way I do. So I don't know, Susan, you want to add?
Well, basically the same thing. During the Wrecking Ball tour album, when they first released it, they did that whole one day, we talked about one song, whatever, and Patricia used to call in. And so I finally, I think I looked her up, and I messaged you on Facebook, I think, and because she was just so, I mean, I don't do that, I'm a introvert. And I just felt like I needed to contact her, and you know, I'm not sure. You know, and then from there we met and did stuff. And I'm not sure for Donna, was the first time we met at the Bruce thing, or did we talk before that?
It couldn't be the one at Mammoth.
No, the Mammoth one, the first one.
I think the first time we met Donna.
Was that the first time we met Donna though? Because
yeah,
I kind of thought I remembered talking and offering to help you with Bruce funds, or I think, or what year was that?
2012.
2012. Okay, so that must have been the first thing, because I think I offered to help you in 20. I had those extra tickets, and I think maybe that's when I was like, see, my brain doesn't work. I think that's when I was offering to help you out. I think. Yeah. I don't know.
So that's go ahead, likely. Yeah. I was just going to say, for me, I knew a lot of people on social media before I ever met them face to face.
Yes.
Right. Right.
And that actually worked very well for me, because believe it or not, I'm not that much of an extrovert either. So I got to know people before I had to be face to face with them. And I got close to people by seeing what they were, you know, just their day to day on social media. And once you meet someone face to face and you already have an established friendship, it becomes even stronger. So everyone on this call had a reputation.
Yeah.
For me, I heard them on E Street Radio. I heard them talking their hearts out. I had them, you know, messaging me, offering to help with Bruce Funds. Mm-hmm. So they were, you know, they were like Insta friends.
Yeah.
So that's my earliest recollection.
So Patricia, when you started calling E Street Radio, did you know you were developing a posse? Were you just trying to share your thoughts?
She was a mess.
I was a mess. It was one of the worst times in my life. Mm-hmm. And I was always listening to Dave Marsh, because Dave Marsh and I had met him years ago. My sister-in-law had passed from cancer, and he and I chit-chatted, and so at the time I called in, I was calling in from my window that I have within my powder room, and I was contemplating just going. I had young kids. My husband just picked up and left and went and moved to Chicago, and I wouldn't go with him. And I was a mess. I was a mess. It was awful. And it was Detroit during the recession. And I just picked up the phone one day and called in. And I had been listening to everybody's stories for months and saying, you know, listening to Dave's show and the other stuff, but never having the nerve to call in. Okay. And that day I called in, and then my life just changed.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. I really appreciate that. I do want to share, and I want to get back to more of that, but I got to share, and I want y'all's thoughts on this. So I was going to Nashville for the show, and Don and I had talked a little bit, and she's like, well, a bunch of us are meeting for dinner at this restaurant. Do you want to join us? And I know Colleen from Chicago. I can't remember who else was coming. I guess Colleen's buddy, because Flat Bruce was there. And so, you know, so I'm telling my wife that I'm meeting four or five Bruce fans for dinner. And she's like, are you okay? How do you know they're going to be okay? Like, these are strangers. I'm like, well, first off, they're all women. And I think they should be more nervous about this guy coming in, right? And she's like, okay. And I said, they're Bruce buddies. I mean, they're Bruce fans. They're going to be okay. And we did. We met. We had a great time. After the show, Donna and I met, and we had a drink at the bar afterwards. We were both exhausted, so we didn't stay very long. But, like, Donna was one of the first people from the fandom that I met, and it was just such a joy to see. So I'm going to kind of ask you guys, when you finally met someone that you had known online, what are your thoughts? And were you nervous? Because, like, as Donna's thinking, you know, you hope their personality on social media is their reality, but sometimes it's not. And so we'll start with Susan, the outgoing one.
All right. Well, me and Patricia have the same story, I'm sure. We had been chit-chatting
Well, you guys can tell it together then. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And you know, we had just been messaging back and forth, and we decided to go to the Hershey show in 2014. So Patricia handled all the logistics, getting our room and everything, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I was contemplating driving over and driving back home. I live about 3 hours from Hershey, and money was tight. And Patricia's like, well, you could just stay with me. I got a room because she's from Detroit. And I told my mom that my mom lives with us because she's older and has dementia. And but at the time, you know, she was not as bad, but we lived together. And she says, you're going to stay in a room overnight with somebody you've never met. I was like, yeah. So we get there. Patricia's in the room before me, and I sit down, and we're laying on each of our own beds, and I'm telling her this, and she's laughing. And why are you laughing, Patricia?
Because my parents said, you don't know the girl? You're going to spend the night with a girl you don't know?
I stayed in your hotel room the first day I met you, Patricia.
Exactly.
See, Patricia likes this theory. You like in a hotel room with your Bruce buds.
That's awesome.
What do you mean you don't know her? How do you know? I'm like, no. She's a Bruce fan. She's good.
She's got to be good.
Can I tell about when I want to tell about the second time I met Donna, because Please. The first time I met Donna, Susan introduced me to Donna in the parking lot at MetLife 2016, mm-hmm. August. That was fun. But Donna was busy doing her Bruce Funds thing. Yeah, so right. She was hustling, which she's always hustling.
Yeah.
But the next winter of 2017, I went to New York to see Bruce on Broadway, and I kind of threw it out on social media to a bunch of people who were acquaintances, people I'd met once or twice at shows. Hey, I'm going to be in New York City. Anybody down to come and like have drinks, have lunch? And a bunch of people did. And it was so fun. And one of the people, Susan was there, Donna was there. And I remember one of the first things when Donna showed up is I was all excited to see her, like, Donna from Bruce Funds is here, because we know she's a celebrity. But then one of the very first things that I said is I looked at her face and I was like, we could be cousins, because I think we look so much alike. So it's like long lost family. You didn't even know you lost.
Exactly. That's why I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, my first with Donna is, I'll make it as quick as possible.
No. We're good.
We were in AP and we were there for an event in Monmouth, and we were all the originals. Some of the originals, of our group that then became huge. And then we got closer when our group got too big. Do you think I'm right? Girls?
Yes.
Like we went back to our roots. That night, Donna and I both have autoimmune issues, and you know, but when you're with your friends and you're out, and I was in AP, I mean, you just got this adrenaline, and Donna said, I really want to go to the beach. And it was, I don't know, everyone was drinking. And I said, what do you mean you want to go? We're here. We're going to go. She said, I hurt everywhere. And I said, well, guess what? I don't hurt right now. So we're going to the beach. And so we left the people at the restaurant and we went to the boardwalk. And then I provided entertainment. I asked her if she wanted me to do a cartwheel for her. And then I did a cartwheel, and then I went on the play yard, and we bonded over so much that night. And so each story, and Jen, when I met you, you were a very sick young lady, and I was playing the mom card, and you slept on the couch. You wouldn't come in and sleep on a bed. And then I was trying to take care of you in the morning, and you didn't want me to take care of you. But she had a horrible, horrible sinus cough, and it was freezing in Philadelphia with that day I met her. But yeah.
I've never been more cold in my entire life. I can't believe you put up with me that night, Patricia. I was such a mess.
See,
but I couldn't miss my night to see Bruce in Philly, you know?
Of course not. No, no.
See, you're a California girl.
Little booty off.
you're a California girl, right? Like, what is this? This, you know, I that's hilarious. That's wonderful.
Often when I'm at Bruce shows, though, people will ask me if I'm from New Jersey. And to me, that's like the biggest compliment you could ever ask a California girl.
Yeah, there you go. That's nice. So I'm going to go around the table and And I always like to preface this question with, the amount of times you've seen Bruce perform live is not a fair barometer of how big of a fan you are. Mm-hmm. I have had people on the show that have never seen him that are incredibly passionate. And I've had people that I think are in the small 1% of fans mm-hmm. that have seen him into triple digits, and they've almost taken it for granted, right? So for the record, how many times have you seen him, and how many times have you seen him with this subset? Like, you know, not necessarily all four of you at the same time, but shared with others, if you guys know. And we'll start with you, Donna.
I'm counting.
I was assured there'd be no math on this podcast.
I know that I'm between 80 and 100.
Okay.
Overall, as for with other people, I haven't seen a show with these ladies.
Like sitting together, we've been at common shows.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we've been at common shows. Often I found out after the fact.
Right.
Oh, you were there.
Yeah, like I was.
Think about Brooklyn. We knew we were at the Brooklyn show together, just not sitting together.
Yeah, I would say maybe probably 5 or 6.
Okay.
I do know that we've got big dreams for the next tour.
Yes. Milan. All of us do.
We're going to Milan.
Yeah. Patricia, how about you?
I don't know if I can. I don't have a count. Because I didn't have a chance to do a lot other than when he came to Detroit.
Yeah.
And I did have a little fun in the 99-ish area when I didn't have kids and I had the money to go.
Yeah.
And then I know for sure, I think a few times, two times probably just with Susan, once an amazing night. My favorite concert ever, 8/25/16. We were all there, and Jen and Susan and I were kind of together, and that was the most amazing night. And that was when Jen and I decided to play Dancing with the Stars, and I went into her in the pit, and she tried to pick me up, and we both fell on each other. So we had fun times.
We entertained everybody in the seats.
And then I would say the moment and the greatest thing, especially it almost being to the date, was Light of Day 2020.
Yeah.
With Donna. Had we even known?
Yeah.
Had we even known?
Stop.
Right. I mean, the idea that, I kind of had a similar feeling. My son turned 31 on February 10th. And so on February 12th, we went to a Dallas Mavericks basketball game because we like to do that. And so we're at the game and we're having so much fun and we're taking pictures and we're doing, and you had no idea that in less than a month, the world would change. And, you know, we talk about 9/11, the world change, or going back to Pearl Harbor Day, or, you know, things. But in this case, literally, the world changed. And I've said this multiple times, but there is a lot of things that we're going to mourn. And there are so many people we have lost and so many things. But I do think when this ends, we will have to take some time to mourn the birthday parties we haven't had, the high school people that didn't have graduations or proms, and selfishly, the shows we didn't see. I had tickets to see Lily Hyatt, John Hyatt's daughter. I had tickets to see the Monkees. I had tickets to see the Eagles, all canceled, you know?
Yeah.
I was supposed to go to Monmouth, Jersey for the Springsteen seminar, you know? Couldn't go. And so I get it. I mean, you know, you're at Light of Day thinking, this is great. And then, poof, the world changed.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to retroactively August 25th was the proposal episode of the show, right? Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I was there too. So I want to be part of the group too. That's okay. The only show I've ever seen in Jersey. My son and I were there, and he still talks about what a great show it was and how good the popcorn was in the stadium.
Well, priorities.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Indeed.
And like that show was so great even before the proposal, but yes. When the proposal happened and then when the fireworks happened, I was like, man, this guy's never going to be able to beat this. Like, that was unbelievable.
Just walking and looking around, because being from Detroit and seeing him there, and all my friends are there, and I just remember Trish, just soak it in. And I did the same with Light of Day with Donna. Soak it in, Trish, soak it in. And thank.
Yeah, no, this was the first show ever where I was sated. Like if he had, like, do you want one more? No, we've had almost 4 hours.
Yeah.
We ended with Jersey Girl, Fire. You know, I'm good. I've eaten from the all you can eat buffet, and now then if I get one more bite, I'm going to be nauseous. I'm sated, you know, and that's never happened before because you're always eager. Just one more song, Bruce. One more song. Yeah. But that was such a powerful set list, such a powerful experience there with my son. You're in Jersey. You know, I didn't get to see Donna before the show, but I had met a bunch of other people that had been on the podcast that saw, you know, so I got to see a lot of people in the parking lot. It was like, this was as close to a perfect Springsteen day as you can have. And it was enough. Yeah. So, yeah.
And I touched Bruce's hand with this hand, too. Oh. I got all his sweat on me.
Yes.
You got sweat on you.
Wow.
And if it wasn't
sweat I do not mind. I don't. Yes. If you're a sweaty boy, yuck. Unless you're Bruce Ring.
Well, and Jen, if it wasn't for the pandemic, you still wouldn't have washed it.
Exactly. That's right. There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Susan, I saw you. We had a fifth member joining us. Your wonderful cat.
Oh god, yeah.
Yes. So yeah. How about you? Any stories from shows that stand out?
Yeah, I mean I have a couple.
Sure.
I never ever even counted any tickets, so I have no idea how many shows I've been to. I tried to go in 75. He played local, played Poughkeepsie, which is the next count. It's an hour from me. And my mother said, you're not going to see, so you're 10 years old. So I never went. However, I want to note that I took my 10-year-old to see Justin Bieber because my sister guilted me into it because I never got to go see Bruce when I was 10.
That is a way to do, you know. Yes.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, Justin Bieber fans, they sing, they scream very high pitched loud. Like I was like, I feel so old.
Susan, I just want to share Lynn and I went to Louisville on the second leg of the Wrecking Ball tour, and we were staying at the Hilton, which was just a block away from the arena, and they were like, there was this massive crowd, and Justin Bieber was on an empty night, and then Springsteen, so they said a lot of couple, like, parents were like there for like, okay, this is for the kids, then we're gonna see Bruce.
This is for us.
Yes, it was crazy. So all right, continue, Susan.
I didn't have that option when I had to see Justin Bieber.
Yes.
I didn't really start going until Born USA tour when I had my own money and was able to buy my own tickets and drive myself to the shows. You know, I think I was 19, something like that. First show I went to was in Colorado, though. My sister lived there and she actually got tickets, and I flew out. And was that the first show? I think it was a Born USA tour. I can't remember.
Okay.
$13.50 my ticket is. I have that ticket. I have all my tickets, just never counted them. From there, give me 1 second. Sorry.
Take your time.
I mean.
So while she's checking, there we go. Yep.
I think she's muted. Parenting.
Yeah, she is parenting. Yes, absolutely.
They forgot I had my call.
Yeah, no
my
problem.
Son came up before, but he didn't say anything.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of highlights for me. I went to the Apollo. I've been to Spain. I saw him 3 times in Spain.
Wait, I have to interrupt.
Also,
yeah, more detail about
Wait
Apollo, Susan.
All right, hold
There's
on. Give me one second.
All right, I think it's about to be a show and tell as we go, because Susan just went off camera, and I get a feeling we would be seeing an icon.
She's getting the most understated speaker.
I'm back. Don't talk about me. I went to the Apollo. I dialed in. I never won any tickets. Then they did that once a day, listen to the song, call in at the half hour mark, whatever it was.
Yeah.
I was always listening on my phone because I work outside. I'm a land surveyor, and mm-hmm. it's always super delayed. I finally realized just to call in at 11:30. So on Jack of All Trades Day, I called in, and I had bad service. I was calling in on 2 phones, and I got through. And I first thing I said was, take down my cell phone number, please. In case I lose you. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I got in the pot. I got in the pot for the grand prize, and we actually won. So I took my brother, my sister, and my eldest daughter, who actually is almost 30 now. And
wow.
After Promised Land, front row. Oh, yeah. We sat in the front row, right? Front row center. Never sat in our seats, though.
Wow. Yeah.
So after Promised Land, he was singing Promised Land. I said to my daughter, I said, he's going to give you a harmonica, because she was the youngest and prettiest in the front row by far. And my daughter is, I mean, she's gorgeous.
Okay.
These guys can attest to how pretty she is. And anyway, she was in college at the time. And so here's the harmonica.
All right.
Oh my God.
It's a G. It's a G. Which way does the G go? And so she got it, and I went over and I was hugging her, and Bruce and Patty appeared to laugh at us because I was like, you know,
yeah.
And so that was obviously a huge, huge moment. You know, E Street was great. They were very accommodating. You know, the whole package was a nice thing. Did a guest DJ. You know, they gave you a Visa card to eat on. They put us up in a hotel. You know, it was really nice. Dave and Vinny and you know, Jim, they were all great. And I can't remember the name of the contact person that, you know, you had to give all your paperwork to. But it was fun.
And I bet. What a great memory.
You know, I can't complain, let's say.
That's nice. For sure. So who gets to keep the harmonica? Did you keep it?
My daughter kept it for 1 year, about a year while she was at school. And then, of course, you see who has the harmonica now. She does not live here. She lives in Jersey City. Yeah. I mean, it was always coming to me, but she kept it for a while.
So I'm thinking,
to show her friends.
I think that's funny. I'm thinking of, in hockey, the Stanley Cup. The tradition is every player gets to have the cup for a week. and so I was actually picturing like everyone who was at the show gets to have their harmonica for a little bit kind of as a tribute. That's awesome. That's great. Well, Donna, do you have a couple of memories of shows with your posse that you want to share?
I have a couple memories to share. Not necessarily Please. At shows, because at shows I'm always giving away last minute tickets.
Yes.
So I rarely have a chance to stand side by side with somebody, but hopefully that'll change in the future. But I have very, very strong imprint on my brain and on my heart. Mm-hmm. That day Jen was talking about when a bunch of people went into New York to meet her before she went and saw the Broadway show was also a big day for me, because I decided to take my playbill. I had already seen the show, but I decided to try to get my playbill autographed. And Susan decided to join me. spur of the
moment. Who doesn't want to stand in the rain?
Yeah. I really didn't plan it. I was just like, I wasn't necessarily prepared. It was drizzling rain, very cold. And she's game for anything.
Yeah.
And not only is she game for anything, she'll talk to anyone.
Yeah. She's a hype girl.
And I'm an introvert, I'm telling you. But when you got your chance, you got to do it.
She talked up everyone while we were waiting. We found people behind us that are now lifelong friends. The big moment comes after 5 hours.
It was a long time.
We didn't talk about what are you going to do? What are you going to say? What? None of that. The moment comes, this one, I'm pointing downwards because she's down on my screen, but this little sprite of an individual chirps up and starts telling Bruce if he realizes who was here, pointing to me. Yes. And talking about me and shouting me out to Bruce. When she had her own moment, she could have said whatever she wanted to him. She chose to say something about me. I lost it. I am forever grateful.
Yeah. And he acknowledged.
He did. I got a handshake. I got a finger point and I got called darling. I'm good.
Yes. I'm good.
I'm good.
So
that's one of my
and Deb memories. Videotaped it for us.
Yes, so yeah, I do, and video, I do remember Donna sharing that maybe once or twice. Now, what I love the fact is the idea, and I know this wasn't the case, but I get this feeling like, hey, Bruce, yeah, Oscar, Grammys, whatever, you're in the presence of Donna from Bruce Funds. Like, okay,
exactly.
Be impressed, big man. Okay, exactly. this is the woman, and acknowledge that. So I love that.
Well, he did. He said, I appreciate everything you do.
He did.
Yeah. He said, when I said, do you know who Bruce Funds is? And he said he was aware of it. Now, maybe he was lying, but who knows?
No, he was aware of it. But
he was aware of it. Yeah. And then he went back and he said, I appreciate everything you do.
Yeah.
So Susan gets free drinks for life whenever she's around me. As far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We had a similar thing that I don't know if Jen and Susan know, because Donna met me in New York City when I ended up missing two times of him on Broadway. My father is still here, but he was battling cancer, and then my appendix basically burst the day I was supposed to go see him. So I went in the last part of it. She came into the city, and I just messed up my story. My story was actually about the book signing.
Okay, that's okay.
And yeah, so I was in Detroit, this 2:30 in the afternoon, and I get a call. I got an extra ticket if you can get to New York City tomorrow morning. And I'm like, okay. So I can get a flight. I'm doing it all. I call my girlfriend who's there. Hey, do you mind if I crash? I'm coming. I'll see you tonight. I'll be there around 7. I made it to the hotel before her. And then we went to Barnes & Noble's, I think it was, or whatever it was. And no one knew I was going to be there. None of my friends, because I didn't have enough time to even text anyone.
Right.
And what happened was Donna had met him. And she was walking to the elevator. I hadn't met him yet.
Barely walking.
She was barely walking. She was so emotional. And I just said, I love you. I love you. And I got in line. And the story I will tell is one that Donna had just recently learned in the last year or so and said, why didn't you ever tell anyone this story? But when I went up to him, I said, hi, I'm Patricia from Detroit. And he said,
that's you
from Detroit, because I was always known as the ass girl. And they played that soundbite all the time. And I had friends so I was the lady that said my favorite part of Bruce Springsteen was his ass. So when I said, I'm Patricia from Detroit, and he said it that way, Donna's like, you've never told anyone this story.
Now, no chance he turned around and, right? That would have been funny if he turned around and go, there you go.
You know, and I did contemplate, can I touch your butt? And I was like, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe there's a line too far. Yes.
Right. Sugar Street.
Yeah.
But I'm
sure that butt has been touched plenty of times.
Yes.
Well,
as a matter of fact, I know somebody that did it at the
We
Apollo
just have to get
night.
In the pit when he's surfing and you
right.
can touch his
yes.
butt all you want.
Yeah, you go. Yes.
Tunnel of Love. I touched up and down his little jeans in the front row. When you go to Detroit, no one goes to the concert.
We're coming to Detroit
down.
Then.
That's funny.
Second verse, Leap of Faith.
All right. Oh. Anyone got another story? Though I know you like, okay, how do I beat that? Is there anything else? Is there anything I should have asked you guys that I haven't? Okay. All right. So think about it. We're going to go around for the Mary question, and then I'm going to ask how if you guys want to give out your social media things. But Donna, have you ever done the Mary question with me?
Yes, I did.
I think so. Yeah, I have. So, yeah. Do you want to go ahead and share yours again?
Sure.
And let me give the preface just in case you guys don't listen to the podcast. Jay Armstrong is an honors English teacher that has just recently retired, but he would take 2 days out of his honors English class, his seniors, and they would break apart Thunder Road as a poem. They would go through all the lyrics. They would talk about the imagery Bruce uses. They will compare it to other poems, including Robert Frost, The Road Not Taken. And at the end of the 2 days, the question he asked this class is, does Mary get in the car at the end of Thunder Road? Because he believes the poem is all about imitations. And so, Donna, start us off. Does Mary get in the car?
In the past, my answer has been yes, because I don't want to live in a world where she doesn't, where there isn't that hope that she gets in the car. After hearing many of your other guests answer in different ways, including that perhaps the narrator of the song is a creepy guy.
Wasn't that a awesome answer? Very different.
It certainly was different, yes. For sure. I can say that I look at this song in new ways now, and I appreciate that. And I thank you, Jesse, for the opportunity to think about things in a different way. My answer is still yes, because that's what I would do.
Very fair, very fair. Susan, how about you?
Well, my answer is going to be yes also, but just because I like a happy ending. And you know, it makes you feel good. And, you know, you want to believe that things work out for them.
Yes, I that was originally my first answer too, is because I grew up on Disney movies and I always want the happy ending. Jen, how about you?
I think you guys are crazy. I think she definitely doesn't get in the car. And there's a couple reasons why. One, if she had gotten in the car, we would have never had Darkness on the Edge of Town. Come on now. Okay. And then second, I think sometimes in life, what you think you really, really want in any given moment isn't what you need. I think if she'd gotten in that car, we wouldn't have had all of the beautiful art that came out of late 70s Bruce. So I'm glad she didn't.
Good answer. Very nice. Patricia, how about
Jen,
you?
Jen is an English professor.
Yes.
Well, I have a very personal tie to the song.
Okay.
And, you know, it's like one of the things that, you know, I'm glad that none of my family would even listen to the podcast. So I'll just throw it out there. It was a song that was a very first for me. I'll just say it that way.
Okay.
Because, you know, everything's planned in my life. And since I kind of think about the love and the youngness and being in love and all that, I would say she went with them.
Okay. Very nice. Good. now I want you to be on the podcast so we can just hear the story of this first. But I do want to, before we finish, I do want to offer all of the three of you who have not been on, if you would like to do a solo episode where we just kind of go through the podcast, I would love to have you guys on. It is good. And thank you. Great answers to the Mary question. It has become kind of how I close every show, and I'm always fascinated by the answers. For those of you who aren't sure, about 60% say yes and about 40% say no. And all of them have very legitimate reasons. I have several favorites, but one of mine is the guy said, well, it depends. If it's Bruce with the band, she gets in the car because the way it ends, so triumphant. Yeah. But when it's Bruce solo and he kind of goes off, she doesn't get in the car because it's a little sad. And I went, wow. Okay, that's a pretty damn good answer. That's a damn good answer. All right. Donna, when we start touring again, I know Bruce Funds will be up and working. So go ahead and give us a little plug for that and how to reach you on social media.
Absolutely, Bruce Funds. We can't wait to help more people. There are a lot of first timers since 2016. There are a lot of people who are anxious to see Bruce and the band concert. So you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Funds. That's BRUCEFUNDS. And I also have a website, brucefunds.org, O-R-G.
All right. Patricia, how about you? Are you on social media?
No, I'm not. And okay.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, the girls know. And I I want to just say that these women in this group have been one of the main reasons I've survived not just COVID, but the ailing and the caring of my parents, which is huge. And I don't know what I would do without these three ladies.
Nicely said. I can, and I can tell that just from this discussion. I feel the love very much. Jen, how about you? Are you on any social media you want to share?
Yes, I'm on Insta and Facebook at Jen Rosker, R-O-S-E-H-G-R. I'd love to expand my Bruce family. If it weren't for social media, there's no way I would know these three powerhouses. Okay. And so they're a blessing. Love you girls. I'm so happy to see your face this morning.
All right. And how about you, Susan?
I have accounts. I mean, okay. I'm on sporadically.
Okay. So you want to give a plug for your business?
For anybody that's listening in New York, I'm only licensed in New York. Yeah. The business is Leo Carroll and Associates.
All right. Very nice. Very cool. Any other final thoughts someone wants to share before I close this?
Thank you so much for hosting this, Jesse. It was really, really great to get to unite with my girls on a wonderful Sunday morning. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thanks. Thank you very much.
I appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you. It was such a beautiful thing to do through all of all the craziness.
Yeah. My plan is I'm going to try to get at least 8 episodes, and then March will be Friendship Month, where I'll do 2 episodes of this theme every week for that. So I appreciate you, Jen, Patricia, Susan, Donna. I just love all of y'all already. I just appreciate it. So we're going to end with this, and I'm going to do this on every episode because I think it's appropriate. Out on this road tonight, I close my eyes and feel so many friends around me in the early evening light. And the miles we have come and the battles won and lost are just so many roads traveled, so many rivers crossed. And I ask God for the strength and faith in one another, because it's a good night for a ride. Cross this river to the other side, my brothers and sisters. Thank you, guys. Please wash your hands. Remember to social distance. Wear an effing mask and be good to each other because we need to. But for now, we will talk to you soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye. Bye. Thank you.
Doing a podcast at times can be a one-way conversation, and I hate that. So please let me know what you like and don't like about the work I'm doing. You can reach the podcast via email at setlustingbruce@gmail.com. The show is on Twitter at SetLustingBruce, and my personal Twitter is at JesseJacksonDFW. We have a website, www.setlustingbruce.com. From there, you can find links to other Springsteen podcasts, as well as other music-themed podcasts. We have a page devoted to our own SLB All-Star Band. These are guests who have been on the podcast more than three times. There is a link to our store where you can purchase Set Lessing Bruce shirts, as well as a Mary Question t-shirt. There is a link to our Patreon page where you can sign up to help support the podcast financially. We have different levels and different rewards based on your support. If you don't have any extra cash, and right now who does, you can support the podcast by subscribing via your favorite podcast player and leaving us a review. The more reviews we have, the easier it is for people to find us. And please tell a friend about the podcast, especially if they love Bruce or music, because it will make a difference.
You just heard the fun talking, hard rocking, music loving, album ranking, fan thinking, joy spreading, lyric reading, story sharing podcast that is the one, the only, Set Lessing Bruce. Set Lessing Bruce is part of the Southgate Media Podcast Group. The theme for Set Lessing Bruce was written by David Rosen, used by permission.
We had a blast, I think.
Blast.
You know, I was trying.
Oh my God.
All right. I love you guys all. Thank you so much. Go enjoy your weekend.
Can't wait to see you at the show, Jesse.
Yes, indeed. That's right. Bye.
Enjoy the football.
What? I'm one of y'all now. I take that with great honor. Sounds awesome.
Now that we know you, like your family.
That sounds perfect to me. All right.
So.
Sounds great. Well, if he tours in Dallas, right? Linda's gonna like, we're having how many people to our house? Oh, it'll be fine. We're just gonna throw sleeping bags on the floor. Yep. We'll be good.
Yes. That's right.
Thanks, everyone. See you later. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, girls.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.